The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, it's time for a show that's the first of its kind. A show that's informative. A show that pulls the curtain back on what is really going on in these streets and in the classroom. A show that's necessary. Brought to you by Law Enforcement Against Drugs. It's time for Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. And now your host, the Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Nick DeMauro.
Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro, the Lead Guy, here for another week, coming to you from NYC, New York City, right near the World Trade Center, 970 a.m., The Answer. We're very proud to be hosting this show, dealing with drugs and violence, a very delicate issue facing our society through these trying times. And we have a great show lined up for you. We're going to go a little internal with LEAD today and talk about the exciting things that are going on with LEAD. And we're really happy about that and all the exciting stuff going on. But what I want to do is we're going to talk about a big event we're having. We're going to talk about this today with our Executive Vice President of Finance. Running a charitable operation is the backbone, the cornerstone of this company. And we have to continue to do charitable endeavors. And the involvement of our board of directors is so important to the growth and development of our organization. And with us on the show today is one of our officers, Kevin Haney, who is the CEO of Colliers Engineering. Colliers is a major supporter of LEAD, and they have a big event coming up next Friday, and there's plenty of tickets available. We're going to go into the event right now and how Colliers Engineering supports us. And here is the CEO of Colliers Engineering and an officer with LEAD. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, next Friday, we're excited about it. It's one of our first big social events to raise money for charities and proudly supporting LEAD with this event. It's a week from tomorrow, so March 3rd, 6:30 to 10:30 at the Palace in Somerset. So it's a casino night. You buy a ticket to enter. It supports the charity. With that ticket, you'll get some play money to go play different types of casino games, win tickets, and those tickets can then be exchanged for raffles for different prizes, from gift baskets to gift certificates to all kinds of really nice prizes. So we're looking forward to it. We've got a pretty good turnout, looking to have as many people as we possibly can to benefit, of course, LEAD and the causes that LEAD is fighting for and helping to educate on.
Well, Kevin, talk about your company a little bit. It's a unique company. You're growing rapidly throughout the country.
Yeah, we're a full-service engineering and architecture company. So we're headquartered here in based out of New Jersey, but we have about 70 offices all throughout the country, about 2,300 employees. So it's a pretty big organization. It's not huge, but it's a pretty good size organization. And, we focus really on everything from, utilities and infrastructure, new roads and bridges and new buildings to land development, residential subdivisions, commercial developments, Walmarts and Chick-fil-A's and those types of things. And then public parks, municipal engineering, county government work, federal government work. So it's a pretty well-rounded, very diverse first company, but all geared towards engineering and architecture to improve our communities throughout the country.
And I just saw a press release. You just moved your corporate headquarters to Bell Works. Is that correct?
Yeah, we just after 10 years located in an office building in Red Bank, we've moved our headquarters. Everything was completed last week to Bell Works in Holmdel, New Jersey. So it's really exciting. You know, it provides, if people are familiar with Bell Works, it's kind of like a mixed use community all under one big roof. So we have a large office presence there, but on the ground floor, there's all kinds of amenities, you know, restaurants and daycare facilities and doctors and public libraries and athletic facilities, you name it, all kinds of different amenities that not only support the local townspeople, but also, as from my employees' perspective, gives us a good work environment for them to come in and work and also have a good time.
Now, I looked at Bell Works because we're in Allentown in a 13,000 square foot building. We occupy about half of it in downtown, and we have the downtown feel, but obviously we're outside.
Right, right.
And, you know, where you walked out. But one of the things that I thought Bell Works was pretty unique is they had the traditional office space, but they also had a lot of people had not your traditional office space where people were sharing offices and large areas. Did you do that, or did you opt for the traditional office?
No, we went to, so in Red Bank, you know, for the past 10 years, it was just traditional offices, you know, typical building offices around the perimeter walls and a bunch of cubicles with inside the interiors of the building. In our new space here in Bell Works, there are no offices on the perimeter walls. The entire perimeter of our space is all glass, which looks out into the open. And, you know, it's very few walls. It's a lot of communal collaboration spaces, cubicles for all the people, and then like huddle rooms. So if you want to have a meeting with an individual, or you have a Teams call with somebody or a group Teams call, you get up out of your cubicle and you go to a huddle room, which is a soundproof enclosed glass rooms. It's a really open, vibrant feel. And, you know, it's a little louder because everyone's in a big open area, provides collaboration, camaraderie. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I looked at it. It was really unique. Now, me with my ADHD and everything, ADD or whatever I have, I don't know if I can work in that type of environment. But, you know, I have to be locked in a room and quiet.
Yeah, you know? It is a little bit. It does take a little time, and not necessarily from a noise perspective, because everyone's talking using headphones, you know, through their computers a lot. So it's not, the noise isn't the part that really distracts people. It's since everything is open and there's glass walls everywhere, you know, you just see people kind of walking by all the time, and that gets a little distracting. You have to get used to seeing that.
I can't wait to stop by and see you there. It's how big is the space?
It's about 80,000 square feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's our headquarters office.
So wow.
Yeah, we have about 350 people in that location.
Now, are you on the first floor, second floor?
Fourth floor. Yep.
Wow. God bless. That's amazing.
We occupy the entire fourth floor of one wing. There's like four different wings.
Right. Yeah, I've been there. It's huge.
Yeah.
We looked at hosting a gala there. They actually have galas there.
And there's huge training rooms and conference areas, and there's amphitheater that I'll give my State of the Union address to all the employees. You know, there's a big amphitheater there. It's really unique and a very special place.
So I'm going to take next time you're in town, I'll come by. But
that'd be great. I'd love to.
Yeah. So we're real excited. We have a crew of our executives and trainers coming next Saturday to support Colliers Engineering, next Friday, I'm sorry. And you can actually go to theleadfest.com and buy tickets. They're $120 a piece. And trust me, it's a great bargain. The food, I'm sure, knowing the palace in Somerset, is going to be incredible.
That's right.
And it's just going to be a great night. I think I'm not going to eat till then. You know, have plenty of chance to recover. It's tough. The biggest thing, and I'm sure, you know, in your field probably more than I, you're out to dinner every night in the week. And, you know, I've been on a diet for 7 months, and it just becomes, I went for lunch today, and I had an appetizer. I said, I'm not hungry enough. And I said, you know what? I'm not filled enough. I said, I'm just leaving. I said, I can't.
It'll be full. It'll be a huge food spread, open bar, fun gambling, music. It'll be a great time. It's a great event.
Right, I'm looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. We got a team there, and whatever help you need, that's next. That's next Friday night, March 3rd at the Somerset Palace. We need to support Colliers Engineering. Are you the largest engineering firm in New Jersey at this point?
Technically, we're number two.
Technically, we're number two.
There's a,
what do we need to do to get you to number one?
Only about 20 more people.
Well, it sounds like you're on your way, my friend.
Right. We're trying. We just can't get them, but we're working on it. We're trying.
We're like that nationally, too. We're going to talk about lead in a couple minutes. We're pushing and pushing and pushing, and we had some great things happening. So we appreciate your support as a member of our board of directors, and we're excited about the future. And I look forward to seeing you next Friday night, March 3rd, at the Somerset Palace.
Thank you.
All right, take care. We're on with the rest of the show. We're going to have an interesting show today. I'm bringing on some senior executives from our company who are going to talk about their roles and responsibilities. And we're going to talk about charities and marketing and advertising. And we're going to be right back. You're talking to the lead guy, and you're watching Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro. And we really stay tuned. Next up is Jessica Spearnock, our Executive Vice President of Finance and Administration. And then we have the big guy, Dave Kirby, on today about our EVP of Marketing and Advertising. So stand by. We'll be back. Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country, and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies, packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss, with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth, this comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited time offer by one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
America is giving away its inventions and technology to China.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
The shocking new movie, Innovation Race, exposes the potential Chinese takeover of 5G and the internet, threatening America's economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself.
Watch the movie, Innovation Race, now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Don't turn that dial. You're listening to Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Now your host, Nick DeMauro.
Hey, we're back. This is Nick DeMauro, the Lead Guy, Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me. Actually, we're recording earlier because this Saturday, the Lead Guy is in Dallas, Texas, with Universal Events for a big event promoting their offices. And we're real excited about that. So we're coming to you pre-recorded from the studios at 970 The Answer. So let's talk about LEAD a little bit. I just came across a press release from the Stearns County, Minnesota Police Department. They're implementing LEAD, and they're about to train 200 students in the great state of Minnesota. We are rapidly growing throughout the country. It's really an incredible opportunity. People love the fact that we have a K through 12 tested, proven, effective curricula in conjunction with the Mendez Foundation. And we are very proud of that. And we are getting agencies from throughout the country. Plainfield, New Jersey just called today, and they're training three officers at our conference, which is being held March 19th, 20th, and 21st in Atlantic City. And through the generosity of the Bureau of Justice Administration in Washington, D.C., and the assistance of Senator Robert Menendez, the great senator from the great state of New Jersey, we received the grant. And that's enabling us to offer an advanced certification and a new recertification for new officers. And we're excited that we're going to train Plainfield. We have South Brunswick coming to get trained. And we're also got a bunch of other agencies from throughout the state that are being trained. And we're real excited about the development of the organization, the growth of the organization. We're actually, I'm in the process of looking at property in Southern Florida. We have an opening for an executive vice president of philanthropy, which we need to hire somebody to develop a national philanthropy operation. And we're looking to possibly house that individual in Florida and to really build a relationship down there. We got a lot of exciting stuff. We have a full-time regional director here in Florida who's going to start branching out into other areas and other parts of the country. And we just retained Beth Jones, retired Captain Beth Jones from the Collier County Sheriff's Department, to be our state program administrator in Florida. So we got a lot of things going on in Florida, and we're really excited about that. But, you know, one of the things that you have to realize is that, you know, yes, we are a drug and violence prevention program, but we're also a charity. And coming from that perspective, we need to run this operation as a charity. We need to run this operation with credibility. We need to run this operation with accountability. We have really invested a lot of time and money into ensuring that our charitable operation is running smoothly and effectively. And we went out and we got ourselves a really top-notch executive to run our finance and administration. And with us today is Jessica Spiernock, our executive vice president of finance administration. Jess, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. And why don't you go on a little bit, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. You come from a very unique background. You work your way up educationally. How'd you get to LEAD? What was your path?
I started out just typical, went to Rutgers. I knew I wanted to end up in finance. So I went ahead and went there, and I had an accounting background. From there, I started off at a company and quickly moved up and then moved on to my family business that I was at for 18 and a half years. And, you know, as we get older, we search for meaning in things. And of course, one of the one things that I really wanted to look into was working for a charity in order to somehow give back to my community. So it was just kind of made to be. I think I applied for the position, and maybe 10 minutes later, Nick, you called me. We had some meetings and some interviews, and that's how I got here. And I'm really happy to be here. I love it.
Well, we appreciate having you here. And so talk about our development operation. How many staff do we have? And what's the day-to-day operation of a national charity like ours?
Well, the day-to-day, not any 2 days are alike. There's constantly different things. It's ever changing. We are growing, as you well mentioned, I'm sure, in the past, that we're growing tremendously. So we have quite a bit of administrative staff, another finance staff other than myself. So every day we're getting phone calls from people, all of our donors, all of our supporters. We're giving them all the information they need. We're doing stuff like that. Right now we're going through our audit for 2022 for our finances. As you mentioned, we need to do our things with integrity and accountability, and that's exactly what we're doing here. So we're getting that started right now. So it's ever changing. With the conference coming up in March, as Nick had mentioned, in March 19th through 21st, we're constantly getting calls from all the departments that want to come, and I think it's wonderful. I can't wait to see what it's all about. I think it's going to be a great time, and I hope everybody who's listening is able to join.
Yeah, we have over 450 registered already, so we'll hope to be around 500. Which is a great event. And I got a big announcement coming up in a couple weeks about next year's conference. But we're having it this year at Harris in Atlantic City. And you can go on to leadrugs.org, www.leadrugs.org. You can come. Anyone can come to our conference. So we really appreciate that. Now, Jess, what goes on in understanding how does the audit process work?
Well, we retain an auditor to go ahead and go through all of our financials from the previous year. And we have a very close communication process that we are back and forth talking about everything. I mean, I really believe that not one penny is not overlooked. Everything is, I actually already printed out some stuff today to go through. And hopefully it'll take a couple weeks to go ahead and finish that up. But that's the thing that we're getting started right now. They're getting all the reports as we speak.
Yeah, it's very important. It's important for our supporters and our people who donate to our organization, and they know the money is going to where it should be going appropriately, and it should be monitored and made sure that we're spending it the right way. Even from the salaries, you know, we just won a big sponsorship, and the reason they chose us over another organization is because the other organization were paying their senior executives too much money as a charity. And trust me, you need to compensate your staff appropriately. So I don't want anyone out there to think that everyone's working for nothing. But the bottom line is, you know, they can't be greedy also. So we have to be accountable. We have to be, on top of our game and so on.
Well, I just think it's a really unique thing. I really enjoy it here. I enjoy the atmosphere. Everybody has a sense of giving back to our community. And I think that really matters. So, you know, everybody gets stressful days, but even at the end of a stressful day here, you know that you've made a difference in our community. And I think it's just one of the most wonderful things in the world.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to share with you. So this is how Jess's day started today. Our online account crashed. So she couldn't get onto our online banking. So here I am. I run to the bank. And simultaneously, she's trying to get this thing set up. I run to the bank to find out everything's okay. We were able to do a transfer that we should have done online. I had to do manually at the bank. And we're still not up online, but
no.
we're getting there. And then so you got the bank sending codes to the wrong phone number, and it's just it's amazing. In life, in business, you just have to go with the flow. So, but I appreciate Jess taking the time and effort coming on the show, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, Nick. I'm sure I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was Jessica Spiernock, our Executive Vice President of Finance and Administration. One of the other things that Jess does that we didn't go into, it was is human resources and dealing with a growing organization. We're now looking to offer health benefits, eyeglass plan, dental, and different types of services to our employees. It's important. If we're gonna retain good employees, we need to be able to serve them as better. Because our motto, I don't know if everyone understands why LEAD is getting so successful, is because we believe that we serve. And everybody, if you work for us, or if you call us, if you are a donor for us, we are here to serve your needs. And there's no other way of getting around it. We are proud of that. We're very proud of that. And that's why our conference is going to be tremendous. We have an unbelievable, we have our last day, not to start off with our last day, we have two panels dealing with, the southern border crisis, which is absolutely incredible, the problem there. And it's unfathomable that we can't protect the southern border from fentanyl. It's just ridiculous. Now, I haven't verified this, but I'm going to look into this. I didn't realize that in the United States, the military cannot act unless there is a war of some kind in the country. I just found out this yesterday. It has to be the National Guard protecting our borders and our states, not the military or the active military. I never heard of that before. I guess I didn't study in good enough in high school. Because I can't understand, if I was the president of the United States, I'd just put the Marines at the southern border, and you want to come over with fentanyl, goodbye, Charlie. You know, if I was the president of the United States. But I guess you can't do that. So it's an interesting world we live in, and the southern border is in crisis, and hopefully you'll learn something about it at our conference. Also at our conference, we got some fun stuff going on. We have dueling pianos on Sunday night, which is going to be absolutely incredible. We have DJ Joe Powell is going to be entertaining all the folks. And then on Monday night, we have a hypnotist and mentalist. And this woman is phenomenal. Catherine Hicklin. Some of you may know her from the soap opera days. She was Debbie Reynolds, the famous actress's daughter-in-law. And she's going to come on and entertain us for the conference. But it's about time to take a break here. We're battling drugs and violence with the lead guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMora, the lead guy. And we'll be back right after this message.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 organization dedicated to creating safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence by collaborating with educators, community leaders, families, and law enforcement. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at mypillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0. 800-651-0798. 800-480-0798.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
The Orange look to salvage a season series split against the Pittsburgh team that's right at the top of the ACC standings. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange basketball at Pittsburgh Saturday, 5 o'clock tip, with Orange pregame at 4:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Hey, this is Nick DeMauro, Lead Guy. I'm back, Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Here we are. We got a special show today. You already heard from Kevin Haney, the CEO of Colliers Engineering. As he said, the second largest engineering firm in the state of New Jersey. He's 20 short and he's hiring. So soon to be the largest engineering firm in New Jersey. But he's also in 70 offices throughout the United States. So it was great to hear from Kevin on March 3rd, next Friday night. He's having a casino night benefiting Lead. We encourage all of you to buy tickets. Go to theleadfest.com, theleadfest.com, and buy tickets. And it should be a great, great night. So with us for the remainder of the show, we're going to have some fun here. We got our engineer and producer, Alex Garrett, who is a great guy and who's going to come on a little bit with us. We have Nicholas DeMauro, not me, not the lead guy, the lead guy's son. Is that a new thing we have here? We got the lead guy and the lead guy's son, but whatever. So Nicholas DeMauro, who is our coordinator of social media and internet operations for Lead, will be with us. And the star of the next half hour is going to be our executive vice president of marketing and advertising, Dave Kirby, who will be with us. And we're going to start this off with Dave. And Dave, give us a little background on your varied background on how you got to be this beautiful position with Lead. So tell us about your background. I know you were at a radio show for years. So
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be with you. And, you know, the home of Joe Piscopo couldn't get any better on 970 The Answer. It's great. I met Joe years ago at a broadcasting convention. Super nice guy. But, you know, to your point, your question, I've worked in events and broadcast media for the better part of 20 years. And I was doing some quick math just before. I've either managed or been part of about 10,000 events in my 20-year tenure. Everything from golf outings and conferences to grand openings of gas stations. I've seen it all and done it all. But so I had worked in other radio stations, which I won't name. But I had gotten kind of tired of the grind, you know, tired of my hard work going into some corporate, you know, some deep corporate pockets. So I joined Lead. Actually, my little son came up to me and he said, "Dad, when can we sit down and have a one-on-one so I can talk to you about my day?" And that was my impetus to leave. I left broadcast media after about 22 years. And got on board with Lead. Nick, I knew you from putting together some partnership agreements with radio station in prior years for one of the Lead Fest events. decided to come here because at the end of the day, somebody benefits from the hard work. My son had been bullied in school, and my kids all know the last thing that I will put up with is a bully. And part of our mission is to fight against bullying. So I thought, what better place? So I hopped on board with LEAD, and here I am now. I've been here since, I guess, about September I started. So
yeah, it's great. And so the price of poker is going to go up for Dave because on May 9th, we open up our LEAD Fest events, which start May 9th and they go through August. And we're going to have 11 events. Some of them have not been finalized, so we really can't disclose what ones we can or can't do. I can tell you we have signed contracts and pretty much solidified an event at the Westfield Garden State Plaza in Paramus. That's going to run starting on Memorial Day weekend for 3 weekends. And then we also have starting in Gloucester, Brunswick Square Mall. We have a signed contract, just signed it yesterday at the Brunswick Square Mall, right next to the JCPenney lot. And we're going to be opening up there on May 9th also. And that's going to go through Memorial Day weekend. And also we're going to be at the Gloucester Township at the Simon Premium Outlets in May. So that's exciting. We got that all done. So we're finalizing some other great projects. The State Fair is back. It's going to go at the end of June through July 4th at Mercer County Park. So that's been solidified. We got a lot of great things mm-hmm. going on. And we're actually trying to finalize our a season pass because we have you do the math. We have 11 locations, and we're going to be able to. So if you buy the season pass, you can go to any one of the 11 locations any day, any night, and ride the rides for free, which is an incredible opportunity, especially because we're going to be going from Gloucester. We have another contract pending down near Atlantic City. So you go down Atlantic City for a couple of days. You can go over to our carnival, our Elite Fest carnival at, I can't give the location yet. We don't have a signed contract, but it's pending. So we have a lot of exciting stuff going on. And Dave, it's under Dave's responsibility. Now he does have the Leanne, who is Miss Carney. Don't tell her I said that.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, she's probably listening. she does a great job in getting that done. But talk about other things you do in your position, Dave.
Well, I want to mention a couple more things about the carnivals. You know, you're correct. We have 11. We're still working out some contracts. But the carnivals, we do have sponsorship and vendor opportunities available for the conference. So if anybody wants for the carnivals, if anybody wants to reach out, you can get me through leadrugs.org or theleadfest.com. My contact information is up there. But you know, the carnivals are a great way to have a good time and give back to the community. The proceeds do benefit LEAD, and we train officers to get in the classroom and teach kids about the dangers of drugs and violence and bullying. So, again, it's a great way to give back local, and at the end of the day, it helps the kids. So you have a great, wholesome, safe time with your family and benefit LEAD. It's a great opportunity to have some fun. And looking forward to the season pass option. I might actually pick up a couple for my own kids. But aside from the LEAD Fest carnival and stuff, it falls under my bailiwick. We have other initiatives, fundraising initiatives. We have storefront collections. So we collect donations all over the country at storefronts with our partner, Universal Events and Tri-Universal, vendors for a recycling program. So when you see those large bins out in a parking lot at a church or a school or something, and you donate to those bins, we do receive some proceeds. Just look for Leo, our mascot, right on the bin, and you'll know the proceeds of your donation are going to us, and they help us in our mission. So aside from that, we're also working pretty closely with Julie, our regional director down in Florida, to get in front of law enforcement and further push our mission to the law enforcement community. And I handle the advertising in pretty much law enforcement targeted publications at this point, as also reaching out through my former colleagues in the broadcasting world to get us some extra play and extra exposure whenever we can. And, you know, we're assigning special projects, looking for vendors and soliciting support from law enforcement friendly businesses and services that want to help us out and get involved with either our conference, next year's Super Bowl event already. We came off a great Super Bowl event this past year with some great celebrities, as well as the Lead Fest Carnivals. So there's a lot going on all the time. But if anybody would need to reach out to me, my contact information is up on the website. Very busy That's here great. All the time, Nick.
Yeah, one of your staff members is on with us. I know he's one of your direct reports, Nicholas, tomorrow.
This guy.
So Nicholas, talk about social media. What kind of platforms do we have in place?
So right now, LEAD itself has four platforms that we are on. We are on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at both of those locations by searching for We Are LEAD, at We Are LEAD. We are also on LinkedIn. You search for Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. You can follow us there. And our fourth and final is Twitter. I know Twitter's a little bit controversial, but we still have our presence there. We are on there as at We Are _ LEAD. We Are LEAD was taken and, oddly enough, suspended. So maybe we can work out getting that for us. But right now we on Twitter are at We Are _ LEAD. If you go ahead to our four platforms, you can go ahead. We're releasing updates all the time on trainings we're doing. We have updates on our LEAD Fest events going to those four platforms. And we also have our conference information. There's a lot of information that goes on. You know, students in the classroom are going on the site. So please go check them out. And we also, if you go to the LEAD Fest on Facebook, there is a page there that is exclusively for our LEAD Fest events. So you're going to be seeing a lot of updates on there in the coming weeks and months about the 11 events we have this year.
Well, that's great. And we're about ready to take a break from this segment of Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro, the LEAD Guy. And we're excited about the next couple of weeks here in LEAD. And we're ready to take that break.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significance on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy.
Hey, we're back. Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. We have Dave Kirby, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Advertising. Nicholas DeMauro's coordinator of social media for Lead and internet operations, and Big Alex behind the glass here at 970 The Answer. So what do you guys think about this whole southern border issue, guys? Alex, you know, what do you think? You live in New York. I mean, you know, crime rate in New York is pretty high.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned this because there's a stat out today that says this immigration issue is hampering the recovery of New York from the COVID pandemic by 56%. And I think that's an astounding number that we're just allowing people here. I know that, you know, we did move people up to Canada, but in the long run, 56% of our operations seem to be hampered by this immigration crisis. And I, you know, that's a very startling number. But Nick DeMauro, how many people know that number, right? Not many people do. That's why this show exists, because you're bringing awareness to this. And I mentioned to your son on Super Bowl Sunday, hey, how is it that in Phoenix, they're worried about the immigration crisis hitting the Super Bowl? That was an actual headline. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But that's how severe the border crisis is right now. And I know Lead is working very closely with border states on this issue.
Yes, I've been invited to go down to the border. I haven't been able to get down there yet. But our national ambassadors, Udom Dhillon and Jim Carroll, are actually heading there to take a look at what's going on. And it's a problem. It's definitely a problem. And, you know, looking at the immigration issue, I'm not in a political mindset to discuss the immigration problem. I think that's a political hot tomato. It's a problem. Okay. But the issue of fentanyl is life or death. You know, one of the first shows we had here with Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy was Jim Ra. Jim's son died of a fentanyl overdose, and he is on the crusade to make fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. What do you think about that, Dave Kirby?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I fully support that. You know, we had a conversation around Halloween about fentanyl that looked like candy. You know, I have three little kids, and I had to sit down and talk with them about fentanyl, to talk to a seven-year-old about that. That's a disgrace in this country. And we should be doing something a lot stronger at the southern border to stop doing that. It's absolutely ridiculous. And as you said, it's a bipartisan issue. There should not be either side of the aisle on this. We should be united on this front to secure that southern border and stop the fentanyl crisis. To me, it's just mind-boggling that it's been going on for how long it has been going on, and the number of people, you know, how many people have to die before we actually take some action. I find it completely disgraceful.
So I'm going to tell you about, you talk about security. I was at an event in Atlantic City, and myself and another officer, off-duty police officer, went into this event, and they were wanting everybody so to see if you had a metal detector. It wasn't a walk-through metal detector, it was a wand, and they wanded us, and we let through, and the officer said to me, are they crazy? I said, why? He goes, they didn't wand my ankle. I have a loaded nine millimeter on my ankle, and they let me in here. So what good is that? So that's the best analogy I can give with the southern border. They, you know, they're letting people come through, and they're just not searching them well enough. And something has to give. Something has to give. Maybe it's going to take for a politician's family member to die of an overdose. Maybe that's it. It's gonna have to hit home. You know, and these people are coming to cities like New York, and it's becoming problematic, you know. So it's just a crazy thing. We, you know, talking about another issue that's very prevalent in New Jersey. We had a young girl commit suicide after getting bullying down in South Jersey, and they knew about it. The school knew about it, didn't do anything about it. And this poor girl took her own life, which is tragic. And, you know, dealing with mental health is a very important part about what we're doing with drug and violence prevention. But those that superintendent lost her job, justifiably so. You know, I think that community has to heal. And I'd love to get involved with them with LEED. They're not a LEED town right now, and I'm not going to mention who they are. But we're going to try to get them, going and motivated to be part of the family. And we are a family here. We are a family here. And even Alex, the behind the glass,
has
been very supportive of what we're doing with LEED and the direction of the organization.
Well, I got to say, I'm thankful to Nick DeMora Jr. for putting me in the fold with you guys. And now we are almost like 6 months strong. I can't believe time's flying, but here we are on the radio with you as a show.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I told Jerry what do I need to do to be a guest host of the Joe Piscopo show? I said, I think Battling Drugs and Violence, the LEED guys got to get... You know, when Joe needs a day off, I have to go in and run the show for him, you know. And he said, we're going to have to take that under advisement and make it happen. We'll go. And he had the great Anthony Pope on Monday. Anthony did a great job. And, he's fantastic. He's a big supporter of ours. And he's going to be down at our conference for 2 days broadcasting live. And I'll be on the show with him. And we're going to do a live broadcast. Not a live broadcast, but we're going to do a broadcast from the conference. So it's great stuff going on. Great stuff going on. Nicholas, you have anything to add?
I think one of the things that I would like to mention is, as someone who is younger and normally would be in these communities where people are targeted, like the prime target for people using alcohols and drugs is from roughly 16 to 24, that pivotal point in a young adult's development. It really sucks to see people my age, losing their life to this stuff. A couple kids that I went to elementary school with, did church stuff with, their Facebook pages are now just memorials. People saying, Dan, this sucks that, this disease is absolutely monstrous. And the fact that we have people coming in from every country in Central and South America bringing this stuff in here, that's not acceptable. And the fact that we have a government that is doing absolutely nothing is mind-boggling. They're too busy shoveling money to a war that, while it is very important that this war needs to end, we have to worry about ourselves. I've been told many times by great people, you got to take care of your own side of the street. And the United States is not taking care of their side of the street. They're too busy shoveling money out when they should be protecting the youth of this nation. And that's something I felt we needed to address with coming. And so that's why I decided to come work for my father with LEED. It's an issue that really needs solving. There's not going to be a future generation if everyone gets hopped up on drugs. So, this is a fight that we need to win.
No, I agree with you, Nicholas. And every family has addiction and has different issues facing them in their lives. But this fentanyl issue, people don't realize that fentanyl, you can do another drug and it's laced with fentanyl and you can die. So, any pill laced with fentanyl could kill you. And it's becoming a problem. I was talking with a company last week about setting up an alliance with a group of individuals to try to stop, to be able to test different substances to see if fentanyl is in the product. And there's a lot of different innovative ideas coming on. So I don't know if everyone knows this, but in April, Narcan is going over the counter. So you can walk into a Walgreens, a CVS, or any pharmacy and buy Narcan, which you can't do right now. So that's a good thing. And you're also going to be able to get it if you can't afford it. There's a Harbor Path. There's a company out of North Carolina that is going to, well, you probably see it on the air now when they advertise Lipitor or one of those drugs. And they say, if you can't afford it, call 1-800, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's the same company. It's Harbor Path that they're going to make it available through a distributorship. So there are a lot of exciting things going on to try to address this issue. But we really need to address this at the border. We really need to address it at the border. And we have to address it at home, too. And one of the reasons why LEAD is so good is because we have the most effective K-12 tested, proven effective curricula available for law enforcement in this country. And there are other programs out there that have tried to do what we're doing, and they have failed because they're not focused on evidence-based practices. We are LEAD. We're proud to serve everybody in this country, and we're proud to serve the United States, the state of New Jersey, and every other, and the 49 other states. I'm going to share with you a story in closing. I got a call last week from a police officer in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. And he personally teaches LEAD without support of his agency. And he goes into schools with his own money. That's what we're about. We'll see you next week. This is another episode of Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Yep, that's me, Nick DeMauro. Take care. See you next week. We are family.
The preceding pre-recorded program paid for by LEAD Incorporated. LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization supported by dedicated police officers who are committed to protecting our youth and communities from the threat of drugs, drug-related crimes, cyberbullying, and violence. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.